This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. And out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. From our hearts to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Three and Out, Friday edition of the program. Hope yours is going well.
Off and running, bud. Off and running. Yeah. Yes, we are. What the hell happened here yesterday? We got the podcast computer all kinds of messed up. Smells of sweat in here. Stinky man sweat. Computer's busted. Is it recording at least?
Yeah, it's
okay,
recording.
Okay, so we got that. So somebody can hear this eventually. Davey, how's it back there? You doing all right?
Yeah. We're making it.
I feel bad for everyone else at the station because luckily we did not have to deal with the busted AC issue for more than, what, like 5 minutes ourselves?
Yeah.
Apparently it was pretty hot in here during the drive.
Take that over there.
Working on it.
That in.
All right. Y'all be good.
Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman, the gang is all here. Off the top, I'm going to do a bonus live read for friends at Blue Water Climate Control. Yeah, I know. Who came over yesterday. I don't know.
I'll be back in about an hour.
Who came over yesterday just at a moment's notice. Got working on the HVAC unit, which went down late in our show. Of course, on the hottest day of the year. The boys of the Blitz, Talk Sports, and then the Drive get increasingly more credit as they go through the day. Apparently it was 95 on the thermostat as the Drive guys.
Yeah, the overtime boys were the only smart ones yesterday. They said, yeah, we ain't doing a show on that.
Sad. It was fixed by then. They didn't come in?
I don't think so.
They'll have to be reprimanded.
If it was fixed by then, that's some good service on Blue Water right there.
It is.
That is impressive.
It was done. But they had, apparently the Drive had, may or may not have had some guys shirtless trying to survive the 95 degree weather inside the building. And Blue Water got us all hooked up very quickly. And we're back.
Right in source, right?
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always something. Davey, how are you doing, buddy?
It smells back here.
It smells?
Yeah.
I think you're making that up.
No, I literally do get a little bit of an odor in the air this morning.
Really? No.
Anybody watch the draft last night?
I think it's because there was a lot of sweating and stuff going on.
Probably.
That or something just got cooked because it was so hot.
Like a person?
I guess.
like Kramer in the butter.
I'm back now. It's fine.
Turkey.
I think it looks good, right?
Maybe. I mean, it should be.
Shouldn't it be too?
Huh? Well, so what you've done.
Yeah.
Just to give some people some behind the scenes.
Tell everyone what I just did.
So
yeah,
Houston
great.
Had to relaunch our.
Fix the station. That's what I did.
Our streaming. So he's done that. For the app, I believe. I hope that's the right one. But if you're trying to listen through the website itself, we then have to launch that stream.
I get to do that in a minute?
Right.
Oh, good.
But I figured you could just do that during the break.
Is it the same thing I just did?
Different code.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Heaven forbid it was the same
25-digit numbers and letters.
Yeah, and not that like they make, you know, it's not like, oh, here are all the letters and all the numbers.
Right.
It's like
it's not
D
like,
675.
Yeah, it's not like here. It's not like here's ridiculous. Your code 37.
It's okay.
Like, yeah.
It's okay. We.
I was going to read them out to you during the break, but that probably would take longer than, I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm good. I'm pretty good. No, Dave, I did not watch the draft. I kept up with it, but I wasn't watching it.
Much more money on swimming last night. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if they'll start running swimming odds on, like, all these swimming, like, just random swimming events.
Is that, like, your new thing? Like, you just...
Dude, it's... I mean, because they have all their times coming in, and they have heats before it. So you have, like, their best times historically. Then you have their times from the heats.
Yeah.
And then Rowdy Gaines is so good at breaking it down as they walk out on the platform, and FanDuel lets you lock the bet in at the last minute. They literally – I only had, like, $150 in the account the other day. And Rowdy Gaines, I mean, they are, like, about to step up on the blocks, and he's like, yep, it's just a battle for silver. This guy – there's – the only way he loses is if he gets DQ'd, and I just put all 150 on him and won $10.
Worth it.
It was it's easy.
Yeah, free money.
That's like what I do when Tennessee plays Alabama.
Okay.
Last night,
odds are terrible. There's no way you make 10 cents.
A $100 bet last year made me $5.
That's what I'm saying. It's...
It's a guarantee. It's just like an investment, man. Like, you just put it in. You know you're going to get a return on it.
A little 5%?
I mean, last year, yeah. I should put, like, all the savings into the account, bet all Alabama money line. And
I mean, I'll probably be doing the same thing this year.
Pull it all back out. But anyway, before Davey made this all negative.
Well, yeah, he asked about the draft. Then you went swimming.
Now, you could have bet on the draft. We were...
Wasn't the best night for our boys.
I didn't even know where they went. What happened?
It was good for Jaden. Not so much.
Yeah, he.
So.
Remember I told you yesterday Jay Billis had Keon Johnson at 8 overall?
Yeah.
He went 21st.
I told you he was going to go somewhere between 18 and 22.
Davey was trying to tell us.
I didn't disagree. I was just gave Jay's thing. Yeah, like I don't know why we dropped other than, I don't know, maybe he's a bad interviewer or something. I don't know.
No, it was more of the standpoint of, okay, he's athletic. He can play good defense, but if I'm looking for a lot of scoring outputs, I don't know if I can exactly get that compared to a lot of the other guys in the draft.
Well, it kind of stunk for him. He didn't have, like, the true Rick Barnes summer program, and the season was kind of weird. I think he'll be fine. Where did he was drafted by the Clippers.
No.
No.
Drafted by the Knicks. Rights are to the Clippers.
Okay. Actually, he wasn't drafted by the Knicks, though, was he? Didn't he get drafted and then immediately traded for a later pick?
Well, so,
did he get drafted by the 76ers?
No, no. In the NBA, you have a way in which a team has their rights, but they're typically picking for another team. So the Knicks picked him, but they were never going to have him based off the timing and everything. He was, or there might have been like a 4-minute period where he was like going to the Knicks, and then they're like, no, this pick actually does go to the Clippers. But
right.
At the NBA, it's a lot different than the NFL. It usually takes them a minute to kind of sort some of this stuff out. But yeah, Keon went 21st overall, and Jaden ended up going 28th overall to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, the 76ers took Springer. That's right. Because now they have Josh Richardson. Tobias is still? Did he go back to the 76ers?
Yes.
Wow, three of them. Only the second time ever Tennessee had two first-rounders. You know the other two off the top of your head?
Mm-mm. Ernie and Bernie.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, pretty good company to be in. Right?
Yeah.
And then Pons is going to sign a deal with the Grizzlies, I read?
I need to look into it. I mean, I watched the draft, but I've not paid attention to who has gone where that was not drafted.
Adrian Woj said the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year, Eve Pons, is expected to sign with the Grizz. Sources tell Espen.
All right.
I thought the Knicks would be a good fit for Keon. I was actually kind of surprised he was traded away from there because the Knicks are not known for playing offense. They just get together and play elite defense. And with Keon's ability to kind of shut some guys down and then just his athleticism overall, I thought that would have been a good fit. But no, he's going to be going to be with Tyronn Lue and the Clippers. So,
all right. Good stuff. Off and running.
The NBA draft has always been kind of funny and interesting because Luka Garza, who was the consensus best player in the country last year, went 52nd overall.
Hmm. International players, it's a little tougher.
He's not international.
He's American.
What?
Luka Garza, the Iowa guy.
Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Luka Doncic. Doncic. Mm-hmm. Doncic is who I was thinking of. Not bad. Big NBA guy over here.
You were close.
Luka, all right? I mean, I was.
So
it's Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe there might be some other people, but with the NBA, there's a lot of trades that usually happen throughout the draft. So you always tell people, they're like, oh, my guy went here. I was like, well, just wait for the draft night to be over because they're probably going to be on the move. That's typically how it works. Also, it's a whole lot more about projecting what this player could be, not necessarily what we've seen them do so far.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know why. I've never, even when I watch more NBA, I've never really gotten in the draft much. I don't know if it's because it's only two rounds or because it comes so early after the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. We didn't even really mention it.
I mean, those
until
guys
yesterday.
Those guys impact the team more than NFL guys most of the time.
Well,
you know, immediately.
Yeah.
It's kind of more important, but I don't know.
I'm sorry. I blame myself for this first step. We're just kind of spazzy.
We're fine.
Well, I know, but the computer and the smell. Davey didn't shower.
I don't know what he's talking about over there.
Wrong.
Hmm.
I was surprised to see Josh Primo go 12th overall. It's the Alabama guy. Youngest player in the draft.
He went 12?
Yeah. It was to the Spurs, which they're not very conventional in usually how they go about selecting players. But he was the first SEC guy off the board. And then
seven first-rounders for the SEC, most of any conference?
I believe so. First one was at 12, then at 14 to the Warriors. You had Moses Moody of Arkansas, followed by Trey Mann of Florida at 18, and then Keon at 21. Sorry, Kai Jones of Texas went 19th.
Got to remember that now, since it's official. You saw that news, right?
What?
14-0, bud.
Yep.
Just a complete waltz for Texas and Oklahoma into the SEC.
This is
And it sounds like we're not moment. Sounds like we're not done.
Pretty massive moment for college football. I mean, you only see this kind
of. At first, I liked it. Now, I'm starting to get. I've got a little bit of trepidation now.
As it relates to just being entertained or being a Tennessee fan.
Oh, it has nothing to do with being just a college football fan. Like
that the chaos might kind of ruin the sport.
I mean, think about all that's happened in the last.
Well, I got a headline right here.
2 months.
Pac-12 commission leads voices suggesting college football playoff expansion be paused amid SEC additions. So basically, everybody's going to start fighting. Is that
right.
What you mean?
Yeah. Like
it's a lunchroom, well, and people are starting to pick up the food.
In the last month, we went NIL.
Yep.
Mega conference. Playoff expansion.
Uh-huh.
Now maybe not playoff expansion. Maybe the dissolving of the Big 12.
Yep.
It's just, you know, what's it going to look like at the end of the day? It's normally it's so slow and nice and neat, and now not so much. Now it is not. It is very confusing. Hickman, look at Davey, please. I don't know what's going on. There we go. Figure that out. Got it.
Understand why the Pac. I mean, the Pac-12 will never. They'll never make a playoff if they don't expand.
No.
Like, they were also talking about how them
no chance.
It.
No chance.
Them having their ninth game too is just terrible for their chances because all it does is add an extra opportunity for it. Because
do they have nine as it is?
Yes, mm-hmm.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between being 7-1 versus 7-2. 7-1, you got a chance. 7-2, there's no way.
Mm-mm. Not with four.
Not when you can't beat SEC teams in non-conference games.
I think that's a big part of it, too. I mean, you look at the playoffs, like, you know, welcome Washington. You're going to go up against Alabama. Oh, it's a throat kicking. You know, Michigan State, same thing.
I mean, it's not like they're playing them. They're not playing them in the regular season because they can't because they already have nine conference games.
Right. No, and what I'm saying, though, is I think history is also the four teams. It's like, look, we've done this before. You know, we let you in. You get your throat smashed.
It's the same with
Notre Dame.
It's not like you're going to have a USC Pac-12 champ that goes, you know, 10-2 but beat Alabama in one of those games and beat Ohio State in the other and then had two bad conference losses, and so you justify getting them in. With four teams, like, you just –
No, the
Pac-12's got to go undefeated.
Yep. I mean, the perception of the Pac-12 is that they're not very good. So even if they do go undefeated, they're probably going to get the four. So then it's like, hey, good job, great season. Here's Alabama. Or here's Clemson.
I don't know why. The expanded playoff is perfect because it rewards the strongest conference, the SEC, because they can get more teams in. But it helps all the weaker conferences, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why anyone will be against it, I think this is just sour grapes. Like you said yesterday, this is just – can't believe he's pushing for this when he knew he was going to steal two teams from him.
I think the big part is just wanting to have a sense of, all right, we're at least still somewhat equal.
But why? Lie to yourself? It's just not true.
You have to make it look like you're fighting for your people.
Okay.
But this is the opposite. That's Nate's point.
I mean,
I get what you're saying. Like, we will not stand for this. But it's like,
you're fighting something that's beneficial to you.
Here's something you guys might not realize, but
Don't do that. Don't be condescending.
What?
You guys may not realize this. What are you saying? Just say your point.
In general, if the Big 12 folds, Greg Sankey is the only current commissioner of a Power 5 conference that has been on the job for more than 6 months.
Buddy, we've been saying for 2 weeks now. Like, he's going to be – like, that's going to happen now.
Well, I know, but no one else knows what they're doing.
There's going to be a college football commissioner. It's going to be Greg Sankey. It's not even close.
But I'm just saying, the other people that he's having to work with, they've never done this before.
That's why we've all been saying that, though. Like, that he's the boss. He's the man. He's got it.
Except for Bob, which...
Well, old Bob got the rug pulled out from underneath him, and...
Did you see his signature?
Yeah, I did. You know, I actually almost brought this up yesterday, and I was like, well, how do you talk about a guy's signature on the air? That is wild. Did you see that, Dave?
Yeah, it's like seven T's and a bunch of U's.
So obviously he wrote his full name. I mean, there's no letters in there. It's just like squiggly marks in
a
line.
He made his mark.
But yeah, he crossed the T in Robert, and it crossed six letters, Dave?
I didn't count, but it was a lot.
It is the weirdest signature I've ever seen. Hmm. Like, you know how doctors sometimes...
Yeah, it's messy. It's, like, unrecognizable. It's just a couple lines.
This is... It's, in a weird way, neat, but illegible. Like, very he strange. Has plausible deniability on any contract he's ever signed. Like, that ain't me. You can't prove that's my signature.
It's not really how that works.
Dave, you know I'm kidding around. You just did it again.
Did what?
It's not really how that works. Like, you're condescending. I don't get it. What are you doing?
Doing a radio show.
Got it. Got it. All right, should we hit a break so I can get this thing typed in? Because it's going to take me probably 10 minutes to type that thing in again.
Let me
hold on.
Start here. Click here. Pull this up.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, we'll come back with more. Stick with us. It is 3 and Out.
Happy Friday.
Spend my dollar. Park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving. A little turn.
We are back.
On a Mason-Dixon
fully night. Operational.
Well, like I'm not going to go that far.
Just like the Death Star. Davey comes in with this song after talking about betting on Alabama.
It's a Tennessee song. We've been over this. We've established this. What is this, 3 years now?
Still gonna trigger people. All right.
No, it's a good
if
team.
If this triggers them and not the football team, then they got issues.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's well said.
Track and field's about to get going in the Olympics. Pretty fired up about it.
Ready for the pole vault.
You big pole vault guy?
Yeah, that and the javelin. Those usually lead to the most opportunities for people to get injured.
The javelin? Yeah, like if you're walking around out there.
Women's soccer team's up 2-1 at the moment.
Good for them.
This is
Hickman says no. Hickman's rooting against them.
Against the Netherlands. Knockout stage.
You can't root against the whole team because you don't like one person on the team. I mean, you can. But
I don't like many people on the team.
Oh, come on.
There might be four.
How many can you name?
Carly Lloyd, like her. Megan Rapinoe.
I'm assuming you don't like her.
Do not like her. Did I get the pronunciation right?
Yes, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wrap it up.
It doesn't really matter. She's not worth it.
So we got two. Now. One that you like and one that you don't.
Alex Morgan.
Okay. Now you got to decide if you like her or not.
She's all right.
This tears at him because she kneels for the anthem, but she's super hot. So like, yeah. It's like Adam Hickman's two pillars of how he pulls for women's sports are at odds here.
It was Nate that said she was super hot. I'm assuming Hickman agrees based on his reaction. I just want to make sure, because sometimes people say we sound alike. That was not Houston that said that.
You've said that before.
I've said that.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll take the Swedish women's team over anybody.
How many can you name on that team? Exactly. That's what I thought. You don't know anything about them.
You don't need to know those women's names. You can't. You just gotta look.
You need to know. Yes, you do. That
you don't
is
know any
pick.
Of the other women's names on the soccer team?
I do not. Do you?
Yeah.
There might be a couple that once I heard of.
Julie.
I'd be like, okay.
Nailed it. Yeah,
Ertz.
Definitely.
Julie Ertz.
Okay, you know that because it's Zach's wife.
No, she used to be Johnson, so I knew her name beforehand.
Yeah, now you're just making up names.
Julie might be wrong, but the Johnson to Ertz is definitely true.
She's cute.
Press. What are you Christina Press? Might be wrong on the first name there. I can picture.
Julie Ertz is correct.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, coming at me. He said, can you name any more? I said, yeah.
It's impressive.
Okay. There's 11 starters. We have named four? Five.
Five.
We have five?
I mean, we've named the most important ones.
It's a team event. You got to, you know.
I used to know more. I haven't watched them in a while.
Who are they playing?
The Netherlands. It's 2-1.
That should be an easy win, unfortunately.
They're known for their red light district.
And windmills.
The Dutch.
You know, they're the big orange of... You
know, I love their unis.
Are they?
I actually think aren't they? Are they really not called? There's something orange. I don't think it's like the big orange.
Like the orange. Yeah. And like, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Who was, what was that guy?
Total football is what they call their style play. Very attacking.
Not the last World Cup, but the one before it. Who was their like all-time all-star? Van Nistelrooy?
No, well, there's Robin, but you're thinking of the other guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Who was the guy that had the diving header to start the World Cup? You know what I'm talking about?
That was like Robin or Van Robin or something.
No, it was Van. I swear it's like Van Nistelrooy or Van. Anyway, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're taking the.
I think you're thinking of Robert Van Winkle.
No.
Also known as Vanilla Ice.
You done? Back there?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Good. Van Persie.
That was close.
There's Aaron Robin and Robin Van Persie.
Robin Van Persie.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. That's who I was thinking
of.
Yeah. Okay. Van Persie.
There you go.
Man. That's seriously one of the greatest goals I've ever seen.
Didn't they
Ruud
like miss,
Van Nistelrooy.
Didn't they like
I was
miss
close,
the last
man. I was
World
right
Cup
around there. Huh?
Didn't they like miss the last World Cup? Something like that. Maybe it was just
shouts out Julian tweeting in Van Persie. I just could not remember Van Persie. But there was a Van Nistelrooy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just named more Netherlands soccer players than you guys could name American women's national players.
First of all, you didn't get any of them right.
Okay.
You have people tweet you.
No.
Second of all, he had already named like three or four before I named one more. You said, can you name one more? And I said, yes. And I said, Julie Ertz. And you said, you only know her name because of Zach. And I said, no, she used to be Julie Johnson.
I'm just saying, you two combined got five. I got three.
You got zero.
That's not true. I said Van Nistelrooy.
Okay, you got one guy's last name. That's not even his whole name.
Well, they have weird first names. Like Arjun. This guy's name is Ruud, R-U-U-D. Like, no one knows that. Marco Van Basten. Like, Johan Cruyff. Like, C-R-U-Y-F-F. Like, I don't know how to say that.
Do you hate the Dutch?
No, I don't. I just said they're probably my second favorite team outside of the United States. I love their uniforms. All the orange. What is it, like, orange and navy? Mm. But then they have
Kelly O'Hara. That's
you're really taking them over
with.
The Swedes.
You know I'm talking about the men's team, right?
Oh.
He checked out. He was on
well,
the
it's no, I mean, Robin. He probably actually. You know.
Yeah, I was looking at Olivia Shaw from the Swedish national team. Beauty.
I guess Ruud a very common Dutch name? R-U-U-D?
Not
actually. They had Ruud Gullit, Ruud Van Nistelrooy. How many other Ruuds we got?
Ruud or Rudy is very common over there.
Are you asking me or. What, I don't know what you just said.
No, I'm telling you, it's Ruud and Rudy.
Rudy.
For names are very common over there in that part of the world.
Raphael Vandervaart. That's a great name. I remember that one. I remember some of these because when you would play FIFA and the guys would say their names. Who was the other? Was it Belgium? Was it Belgium that beat us when they had Lukaku and they brought him in late and they scored?
I don't remember who scored or whatever. They did beat us in a knockout match.
I'm trying to think. They had
the big haired guy. And
and
like De Bruyne. Is that the other guy?
De Bruyne. Oh my gosh. It's embarrassing. Anyway, they had a lot of good names.
Mm-hmm.
Like intense names.
You'd be surprised how many soccer guys' names are very rememberable. Yep, can't say that one on air.
It's a name and you can't say it?
Yes, you can't say it. You got
Lukaku was Belgium. De Bruyne, remember that? De Bruyne?
Yeah, I said that thing.
Oh, sorry.
Lukaku's on this list.
Vincent Kompany with a K. That's a great name. Great name. Axel Witsel? Remember that one?
Nope.
You don't remember Axel Witsel? Wow.
No, but I'll be pleased to let...
I remember Axel Rose.
To Axel Foley.
Adam know that in the 81st minute, Sweden leads Japan.
Fellaini.
3-1.
Fellaini's who you were thinking of.
That's who I'm rooting for.
Sweden.
Marwani? Filani? Yeah, just. I think
I'll just be a Swedish fan also, Adam, because
Kevin Morales.
I prefer their COVID plan to the United States.
And their women are pretty, and they just seem like sweet girls.
You don't know any of them or anything about them.
I can tell by looking at them, dude.
That's impossible. That's the worst thing you could do.
Like if wife material was a team, it would be the Swedes.
Swedes.
Do you remember Danger Fourpence?
What would the U.S. women's national team be in this analogy, Adam?
Oh, my gosh. Like your crazy uncle that nobody wants to hang out with and sit beside at Thanksgiving.
The guy that just talks politics the whole time, regardless of which side they're on.
Like, hey, man, how was your dinner? Well, you know, son, you know. I mean,
I was watching Fox the other night, or I was watching CNN the other night. God.
You know who doesn't get to eat dinner?
What the hell has happened to this show?
Play soccer.
Shut up and dribble, right, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Like Norman Conquest would do. He once stopped 17 goals in one game.
Wow. I mean, that's a conquest in and of itself, isn't it?
David Goodwillie.
No, they
having fun over there?
The soccer women are worse than the NBA guys.
At least the NBA guys can make some revenue.
All right, I'm going to give you a name. You got to tell me what team internationally you played for, right?
Wait. Do I have options? Like
no.
All of
you,
Europe?
No,
or?
You should know it. You should know it. These are national teams, World Cup teams.
Okay, so I'm picking a country here.
Miroslav Klose. Come on, you got to remember that. There's no way. Klose.
I mean,
you mean to spell it for you?
No, I Russia. Nope.
Germany. You don't remember Klose?
I remember the name. I just couldn't put what team it was on. All right, go ahead.
Tony Cruz.
Are you saying that right? Klose?
Klose.
Okay.
That's how.
How do you spell it?
K-L-O-S-E. I'm pretty sure it's Klose. I could be wrong.
What's his first name?
Miroslav. It's a Russian-sounding name, to your credit.
Isn't it Klaus? Miroslav Klaus?
I thought it was Klose. It could be Klaus.
There's one big European soccer guy just pulling his hair out right now listening to us both.
Oh, I'd say that there's
probably neither is right. Anyway, give me another
I swear
one.
I think it's Klose. Because I think when I played FIFA, it was like, Klose, goal!
Right. It might be. Give me another
and Germany
one.
Strikes first! Oh, it's a great goal by Germany. Hitting first on the crosser to Klose.
Wait, Klose. I don't know.
Anyway,
I've heard that
tomato,
name.
Tomato, man. Tomato.
Go ahead.
I'm doing it by team, so if I get on a page.
So I got to give you a minute.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
All right.
Kevin De Bruyne.
It's a fun game.
De Bruyne?
De Bruyne.
There's no R.
De Bruyne?
No, there's B-R-U-Y-N-E.
There's no R.
Well, I meant at the end. You said De Bruyne.
De Bruyne.
De Bruyne. Yeah.
De Bruyne?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still think Axel Witsel might be my favorite name. Belgium. It starts with a W, Witsel, but it's, you know, W's and V's. Mm. This is great. We're killing today's show. This is amazing.
That's a Friday.
This is true.
I mean, there's, you know, what we got going on, just the Olympics, right?
Olympics, I guess we
there's
covered
no, like,
the
big
draft.
Golf tournament because the golf tournament is in the Olympics right now. Mm-hmm. Today's like round three.
I'm guessing we didn't do too well in golf yesterday based on some of the tweets I saw.
Oh, really?
Was it not our best performance?
I didn't watch it.
All right. It's fine.
Ah, man. Pulled up the 100 best soccer players, but it's got their club teams, their countries.
That's a shame.
And these names. I wouldn't know how to say half these anyway.
Yeah, I just went off the ones I remembered, and I didn't try to butcher the ones I didn't. You know, team player over here.
Whew. Yeah.
Brad Rose says, it sounds like we've started the depot early.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Happy sometimes. Friday. Happy Friday.
No.
What?
Yeah. Captain Touchback said he was never thought he'd say it, but he was wishing the depot would go ahead and start.
Mm.
When was that?
About 2 minutes ago.
Mm. I guess he didn't tag me. What's wrong? We're just talking little soccer names. What's going on? You know?
Yeah. Did you see Simone Biles went to Instagram to shed more light on what she was dealing with?
I'm doubling down, man. If she didn't have it, and did you see? Well, apparently she said, I don't trust myself. Mm-hmm. If you don't trust yourself, get out of there. You're going to get hurt. I don't want her to break toes or an ankle or, God forbid, land on her neck. If she didn't have it, she didn't have it. The only person that suffers is her. She was already hurting the team. And then Lee goes and wins the gold and the all-around. So, you know, all is well. If she didn't have it, she didn't have it.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I don't...
Xander Schauffele shot a 63.
I thought you said we didn't have.
That's what I thought. Oops.
Good boy, Xander.
After a second round 63, shouts out to Brett for sending this in.
What did he shoot in the first round?
I don't know. But he does lead the men's Olympic competition by one shot.
USA.
But play has been suspended
USA.
For the day.
USA. That a boy, Xander.
Is it a...
He's one of my favorites.
So is it like individual and team?
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Are they playing four rounds? I was just assuming they were playing four rounds. It's like a tournament. And then just award
the top three
individual medals and then tally up the team.
Right. That's what I figured.
Four.
Like, hey, yeah, you're like Xander would be the best
in
the world.
We only have three guys there, right? Or four? Three?
I thought you said four. It's Xander, Morikawa, Reed, and Justin Thomas. Yeah.
So I don't know if they throw out the worst score or keep all.
Did you see the theory that the reason Bryson... quote unquote got COVID was because the Olympics test for steroids and he didn't want to. Did you hear that?
No.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's pretty interesting.
Gonna be honest, man. That's one I could totally see.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the PGA Tour does not test for steroids.
Well, probably way back in the day, they're like, well, what's the point? Like, they probably thought the big guys are worse at golf.
Andy tweets in four rounds, no cut, individual only.
Okay.
So he could go 1, 2, 3?
I guess so.
Doesn't look like that's going to happen. But come on, Xander.
I guess, okay.
Name a more American-sounding name than Xander Schauffele. I mean, come on. Totally.
Hideki's probably going to get gold.
Where is he at now?
No idea.
But he's probably going to get gold.
Yep. Home field advantage.
They did help their softball team.
I just told you the American's in the lead.
Okay.
You don't even know where he is in the...
He could be 10 strokes back.
And it doesn't matter.
We'll update you on the golf leaderboard and have some more Simone Biles thoughts next.
Sports! Bring it out. Now, the funk soul brother. Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now.
Xander Schauffele leads by one over Carlos Ortiz of Mexico and by three over four golfers, including Davies Hideki Matsuyama.
I like Hideki Matsuyama.
Davey would have pulled
for Japan. What is Morikawa doing?
Davey would have pulled for Japan in World War II, wouldn't he?
No.
Right up until... You know.
Yeah.
Then he would have switched sides.
Okay. Morikawa's 3 under along with Patrick Reed.
Okay. Striking distance.
They're a ways back.
Well, what are you going to do?
They've already finished their second rounds.
Medal count's getting a little tight, bud.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah, I told you during the break. United States leads overall medals 41. China, big day yesterday. They closed by 4. 38 for China and 33 for the Russian Olympic Committee. China now with 18 gold medals, Japan 16, United States 14. We need this from Xander. That'd be good. Get us another gold. Be nice if one of those other guys could crack the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Don't the Chinese usually start to fall off once we get to the track and field events?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. Not sure.
I'm wondering if my swimming success is going to carry over to track and field with gambling. I feel like...
You got a model?
No. Mm-mm. No. I just... well, basically, I do simplify it down. I really just want to pick the favorites, but, I mean, mm-hmm. you can't take every favorite. They're obviously not going to win every time. I'm just trying to parse apart favorites that look good coming in, where the odds aren't too, I mean, I did bet that one guy was a crazy favorite, but typically I want a pretty heavy favorite, but not like insanely heavy, because then the odds just, I mean, it's crazy how much you have to bet to make anything.
Mm-hmm. I do want to apologize if you faded me yesterday.
Oh gosh. Yeah, save it for the depot, okay? I'm just kidding.
My Milwaukee pick ended up
winning
12-0.
No, it's good that he...
You can't even tell people when... You got to fade the fade. So yesterday when Davey said you should probably fade me, you should have been like, yep, bet one Davey. And you would have won big.
See, but if you start doing that, you're crossing streams, man.
There's some pretty good ways to bet, though. It looks like more ways to bet in the track and field where you can bet like whether a guy even wins a medal at all. Like in the 100 meters, the U.S. guy that's the favorite, he's like minus 1,700 to win a medal.
Wow.
Like, not that that's a good bet. I mean, he could be DQ'd for false starting or something, and mm-hmm. you're screwed. But no, I like favorites in races. I like favorites that aren't too heavy in races where the second and third best odds are a little bit longer. That kind of lets you know that it's a race where either the favorite's going to win or they have no idea what's going to happen. Those have seemed to be safer, at least on the swimming side, safer bets on just hammer the favorite, and most of the time they've won. I only got burned once where I took the favorite to win. There's only been one race where I got burned taking the favorite to win. And he got out-touched by 0.02 of a second by another...
Not a lot of time there.
...Russian guy.
Wow.
I've not been successful with my long shot bets at all, so I've started staying...
Well, that's why they're long shot bets.
Yeah, and I typically put less money on
right.
them.
Right, yeah. Better pay out anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it'll be fun to bet right. the track and field.
Yeah, yeah. You like that, going into something you know absolutely nothing about and just throwing money on it? You need me to ask the question?
Well,
again?
Okay. The nice thing is I bet a lot during football.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started betting a little bit during basketball season, but that's not really my forte. So then I pulled out my football money and just left a little bit in there.
Right.
So it was kind of like just the...
Yeah, you're...
I didn't care if I went back down to zero.
You're playing with the profits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even less than that, it was a tiny amount of money in there, so I didn't mm-hmm. care if I even lost it all. So I just started messing around with the Olympics, and it's going really well.
I mean...
I don't know.
Maybe you stumbled into something.
I don't know if I can wait 4 years, though, to... I don't know if it'll translate to the Winter Games.
Well, you got World Cup coming up.
Yeah.
Right? 2 years? 1 year? 2 years? I don't know.
Now we haven't even started qualifying. 2 years, right?
Yeah, two. Well, that's good. You got that going for you. Did they say why play was suspended today? In golf?
Mm-mm.
Huh. I mean, assuming weather. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, I go back to this Simone Biles thing where she's now... She went to Instagram and basically explained that she had the twisties and that it didn't start until she got to Japan.
Could be jet lag.
And she's not sure, you know, just said they just came out of nowhere. She has no idea why they started.
What are the twisties?
She said she can't feel where she is in the air. So okay. She doesn't know...
Right.
When she starts flipping and literally twisting, she can't tell where she is in the trick to know, you know, when to kick out and land it mm-hmm. and where the ground is. And I don't know. There was another gymnast explaining it like, you learn these tricks and you learn the...
Stunts.
You learn these stunts and your body kind of learns almost... Without you don't have to think. Like, you do it, and your body, you've done it so many times.
Right. It's a
your
feel
body
thing.
Knows when to
yeah.
yeah. And so if you lose that feel, like, you can't, like, think about it in the air and, like, get it back. She said it's kind of like riding a bike. Like, you don't, when you ride a bike, you don't think about balancing. You just do it once you learn how to do it. So if you all of a sudden just completely forgot how to ride a bike and had to, like, relearn it with thinking, like, it'd be very strange. That's kind of what happens. And Simone says, sometimes I can't even fathom twisting. I seriously cannot comprehend how to twist. Strangest and weirdest thing as well as feeling. And she said, of course, the scariest part is, quote, I also have no idea how I landed on my feet on that vault, because if you look at the pictures in my eyes, you can see how confused I am as to where I am in the air. Thankfully, I landed safe enough. But I also don't think some of you realize I was supposed to do 2.5 twists and only completed 1.5 before it looks like I got shot out of the air. I've had plenty of bad performances throughout my career and finished the competition. I simply got so lost, my safety was at risk as well as a team medal. I guess if all this is true, and there's no reason to think it's not, I mean, that this all lines up with what seemingly happened. I just wish people wouldn't have just jumped straight to the mental health card, I guess, and try and take up for Simone and then talk about how brave she is. Like, why not just let her explain it? And she kind of did that a little bit too, but it was obviously made worse by all the people that rushed to her defense. Like, I mean, this makes sense. If she just come out and said this from the get-go and no one had played the... because when I think mental health, I think, like, mental health.
Right. That's a preparation slash execution problem. It's not mental health problem.
Well, and it's a mental issue within the competition. It's also a physical issue. It's the way her brain's connecting with her body. And I think it also hurt by, we've never seen another gymnast have this happen to him, at least on this stage.
Not that I can remember.
I mean, you know, so.
And not the best ever.
But like a lot of times, you know, when everybody jumps to conclusions, a lot of people are like idiots. And, I mean, this makes more sense. So we'll come back with more. Hour 2 next.